Good morning. Welcome to worship at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoyleton, Illinois.
Thank you for joining us for worship, and may God bless your worship with us.
Thank you. Prepared to for the which blessed the Lord and Thank you. Everything that you see Jesus went all the way through death and came out victorious on the other side. see in our gospel text how the women responded to this amazing discovery. When they go out to the tomb, how they run with joy to the apostles to tell them about the things that they had seen. They richly understood things that they didn't see. They didn't see the body of Jesus. It wasn't there in the tomb anymore. And the angels say to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Jesus is living. If he's living, that means that death didn't win. If he's living, it means that death does not get the final answer. It means that there has been a resurrection. There's nothing that a resurrection can't fix." It gets even better. Because the tomb of Jesus is also the greatest indication we have that God has also made some amazing promises of resurrection to us, to you and to me. It's not just that the Son of God is living forever. It's not just that a good Friday is all the problems of that day is fixed, although it is pretty amazing in and of itself. But Scripture's pretty clear, and Paul gets at this in our epistle reading today, that when we come to faith, we also participate spiritually in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But when we come to faith, our old self dies, crucified with Christ. And our new self rises with Christ. The Bible also tells us that he is the head, and we are his body, and that means whatever happens to him ultimately happens to us too. It means that we can have hope even when things don't go our way. If you're having a rough day, things aren't going the way you want. If something's going on that's making you feel like life is spiraling out of control, the Easter gospel reminds us that any earthly problem we have is only temporary. No matter how big, no matter how small, we always have something to look forward to. There's always a day coming when everything's going to be made right again, because when the last day comes, the Lord finally restores his creation. His sin and death are no longer a factor for us. That's when we're finally going to get to experience how the resurrection can fix anything. This is also, by the way, how God has always comforted his people going back to ancient times. Going all the way back to the days of the Old Testament, all the way back to the days of Isaiah. Isaiah lived and preached about 700 years before the first Messiah appointment. But Isaiah's words were first heard by people who didn't fully understand how much devastation and despair and trauma are we living in a world like this one. Death and destruction is all around the people of ancient Israel. There is this cloud that has hung over them. Isaiah here in chapter 65 talks about how when God creates new heavens and new earth, the old things aren't going to matter anymore. All those things that take up so much of time and attention to me, the things that make us sad and angry now, even the things that drive us to our knees and rock our worlds and make us cry out to the Lord begging for mercy. Even those things will be gone in that day, will be gone forever. Verse 17 of this text says that the former things shall not be seem like the kinds of things that we just have to deal with. We just have to cope with it. There's nothing we can do about it. But hear loud and clear the promises that God makes to you. I create a new heaven and a new earth. I create Jerusalem to be a joy and for people to be a gladness. No more shall there be heard any the sound of weeping or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live about wisdom. This is exactly what we need to hear. This is exactly why we need Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. There's nothing a resurrection can fix. If we hold on to that truth and that promise for this Easter Sunday, we will really be able to provide that helps us to be able to hear what might happen at some point in the future. And at the same time, it also keeps us from dwelling on the time of pain, the loss, from things in the past. Yeah, while sometimes Easter has this funny way of triggering that spiritual warfare, gives us something certain and sure that we can hold on to, even when it seems like the rest of the world is crumbling down on our own. One more time, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. May we all have a happy and blessed Easter. Because there's nothing the resurrection can't fix. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
We hope you can come and join us again next week.